But Mark from our very own ranks is going to now break his Coca-Cola duck, and I believe we can fry his brains too. And ladies and gentlemen,
right, the top off.
The great Satan himself, he's now bending at the knee and say, OK, America, you win. A second here, sir.
Could be a fanfare for this.
I think I'll have to have some music queued up for you afterwards.
A shrill trumpet, maybe.
Oh, that's it. It's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we're going to do. What could say hits the weekend more than a shrill trumpet and somebody drinking Coca-Cola for the first time?
Oh,
so, ladies and gentlemen, you look nervous.
I am nervous. It looks horrible.
It doesn't look horrible. It is delicious. Now join us. Join us.
Now?
Join us. Join us. What do you think? Come on.
I feel solid.
It is delicious, isn't
it? It's really sweet and sugary and...
It's Coca-Cola, my friend. One of us. One of us. One of us. Drink deeply, my friend. Drink, for it may be your last. Okay.
What's it done to that penny?
Thank you very much. What has it done to the penny? Penny? You drank from that one. That was the one the penny was in. No wonder you thought it's got lumps in it. Well, if you've never done something, we can't guarantee we're going to break your duck on the air, but nevertheless, as you hear already, we've dragged two people into hell, into beverage hell this morning.